University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me say thank you, thank you, thank you once again for joining the broadcast today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're speaking today on the issue, delay, deny, and destroy our Constitution. That's exactly what we see taking place with the Marxist media. It's what we see happening today with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. They're trying to delay everything that Donald Trump is attempting to do. Roadblocks, stumbling blocks, potholes, anything they can put in his pathway to prevent him from carrying out what he's elected to do. And by the way, it's not just what he was elected to do. Some 77.5 million citizens voted for him. It's not just that, but the fact that constitutionally, President Donald J. Trump is simply doing what the Constitution has afforded him the authority and the responsibility of doing. But we're witnessing the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party delaying everything that he's attempting to do, denying anything that they're doing as being out of the realm of what is morally, ethically, and biblically correct, and wanting to destroy the Constitution of the United States of America. And yet they're screaming now that all of these illegal invaders need to have due process. And as one writer said, it would take about 1,000 years, I think it was, to go through each one of the 530,000 plus the other 22 million that's come into America illegally. If you go through the, quote, due process that is guaranteed, that is afforded, that is provided in our Constitution for citizens, they're not saying this is a delay tactic. The Democrats are not dumb and stupid. They're sly. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They are demonically controlled, in my most humble opinion, but they're not stupid. But they're saying that these illegal invaders, they're not calling them that, need to have due process. Well, let me ask you a question. Where was the due process for the 1,200 to 1,400 that were scooped up under the pretense of insurrection, January 6, 2021? I'm looking at a headline that says, "They laughed while they destroyed us. Agonizing ordeal of one J6er at the hands of a weaponized FBI." That was at Merrick Garland when he was head of the DOJ. And the FBI giving the authority from the DOJ, both giving the authority and the direction by Joe Biden. They came before dawn, not with facts, not with warrants for justice, but with battering rams, AR-15s, flash grenades, and chilling certainty of a government gone rogue. And he goes on to talk about what had happened. His crime, this article reads, supporting President Donald J. Trump and walking peacefully through the U.S. Capitol building for 20 minutes on January the 6th, 2021. A misdemeanor by every legal standard. But under the weaponized Biden-era DOJ, the stroll became a seditious conspiracy. And by the way, it goes on to talk about this one man's ordeal with that, how he lost his home, his family, etc., etc. It's a result of it. Where's the due process? We can talk about due process until Jesus comes, but due process is not a guarantee for non-citizens, but it is a definite guarantee for those that are citizens. And yet that was not afforded any one of the January 6th people. Some of them might have done some things wrong. That's not the point. The point is, where's the due process? We hear this hue and cry coming from the left saying there needs to be due process. They're not interested in due process. They're interested in delay, deny, to destroy our constitutional republic. And they're focused on Donald J. Trump. He is the one that stands in the way for them to overthrow this nation's governmental system and destroy our Constitution. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, that should concern us. Democrats use taxpayer dollars to visit deported MS-13 gang member in political grandstanding. Let me just read you the first paragraph. In the grand circus of American politics, some performances are so absurd they'd make a carnival barker blush. The latest spectacle features Democratic lawmakers as the main attraction, not advocating for American citizens, but performing elaborate acrobatics to defend those who have broken our laws and threatened our communities. While President Trump administration works to fulfill his promises of securing our borders and removing dangerous criminal elements from our society, certain Democrats seem determined to undermine these efforts at every turn. Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen recently made headlines for his passionate defense of Garcia, a man deported during the early days of the Trump administration, renewed immigration enforcement efforts. The senator has spoken at length about Garcia's case, portraying him as a victim of overzealous immigration system rather than the criminal that the law enforcement officials have identified him as. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, we have the Democrats today wanting you to believe, wanting me to believe, that somehow, some way, they're interested in due process. Somehow, some way, they believe that due process should be afforded these criminals, gangbangers, as Garcia. Garcia, listen, broke into America in 2019. After that, he had two immigration judges that deemed him to be, adjudicated him to be, ruled that Garcia was in fact a MS-13 gang banger member. He was ordered to be deported. It was never carried out. He was still in America. And now under the Trump administration, he's deported. And the only, how would you say, fallacy, sad thing that I see about this event was the fact that somebody in the Trump administration made the stupid, unaware, perhaps, statement, inept statement, that it was an administrative error. That should have never been acknowledged. Shouldn't have been made, because I don't think it was an error whatsoever. He was a gangbanger. He was a MS-13. Had it written, abbreviated on his knuckles. And all of a sudden, there's a concern by Senator Van Hollen. He's not made one telephone call, one visit, not shown any concern for the families in his own state that's been raped, robbed, murdered by the MS-13 gangs or others that are the gangs in the state. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a lie. It's deception. It's designed to get our focus off what the whole goal is of the Democratic Party. Here's a illustration of that. Democratic governor facing the probe for obstructing Trump immigration crackdown. They're suspected of obstructing federal immigration enforcement. Quote, I'm unfortunately going to announce on your show tonight, Sean, that I went want it to be a warning to everybody that I have been instructed by my office today to open an investigation into Governor Murphy, to open an investigation into the Attorney General Plotkin, who has also instructed the state police not to assist in any of our federal agencies that are under my direction. This is Alina Haba made the statement. The trigger for her announcement was an order by the state officials that their state officials are not permitted to enforce evil civil immigration enforcement and enforcement administrative warrants issued by the federal immigration authorities without a court order. The report noted the order is in question advised the state police not to contact ICE, not even via a telephone call, if they see a legitimate warrant for deportation. This is contrary to the federal immigration enforcement laws. Haba said the state's agenda will need to be changed. Attorney General Pam Bondi has made it clear, and so has our president, that we are to take all criminal, violent criminals and criminals out of this country and to completely enforce the federal law. Those who try to prevent the enforcement of federal law will be charged in the state of New Jersey for obstruction, for concealment. And I will come after them, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi. It is a sad state of affairs when state after state, city after city, through what you would call, I call the blue cities and the blue states, through the loose likes lost liberals called the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, that's trying to do everything possible with foot dragging and blocking President Donald J. Trump and what he would is trying to do. Democrats are now spending tax money, ladies and gentlemen, to travel to El Salvador to meet with a gang member that had due process in 2019, Van Hollen leading that charge. And now I think it's some 26, 27, or 30 Democrats are now following suit, taking plane trips there, wanting to visit with the gangbanger to show that we want him to have due process. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a false alarm. It is an alert to get the attention of Americans to think somehow, some way, Donald Trump is doing something that is wrong. It is an abuse of power by the courts and the judges, and I think it's time the federal judges be drawn in. I think it's time that Judge John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, do something to stop it. Looking at a headline, far-left judges have issued some of the most sweeping, aggressive, lawless rulings blocking President Trump's executive orders. President Donald J. Trump issued orders freezing funding for far-left programs, banning federal funds from being used for abortion. Heavily funded radical left groups rushed to the courts and got the funding freeze order blocked in one of the most expensive and lawless court orders ever seen in America. And I could go on and on and on with document after document after document of what is taking place with the judges. My question is, I ask our previous caller, why would Judge John Roberts not rein in his loose-as-a-cannon judges, the federal circuit court judges? When you study the circuit court judge assignments, they're assigned to adjudicate cases in their circuit, that is their geographical area, with cases that's brought as those that are charging, the prosecutors, etc., that's charging for cases in their circuit. That's the reason they're called circuit court judges in the appeal system. They have no authority, none, zip, zero, no authority to write an order and to try to enforce it to block the President of the United States of America. So my question, it's been a clawing, gnawing, bothersome question on my mind for weeks now. What's wrong with federal, the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts? Is he compromised in some fashion? I think so. I think someplace, somewhere, my personal opinion, someplace, somewhere, someone has him compromised, and he's petrified that if he does something for Trump, that somehow, some way, these things will be brought out. So he's trying to block that in order to appease whoever holds the cards, if you want to call it in a card game, whoever holds the cards that would identify him. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Democratic Party, Vice Chair David Hogg, is one that is the laughingstock of the Democrats. they've fallen off the wagon, if you will. David Hogg, I'm looking at the headline, David Hogg loses it on Rince Priebus on DNC vice chair, alleged MS-13 gang member. The Democratic National Committee's vice chair, David Hogg, went after Rince Priebus, former chief of staff for Donald Trump, after Priebus indicated on ABC News the recently deported El Salvadoran man, Garcia, is an MS-13 gang member. David Hogg, showing his stupidity, showing his ignorance, showing his small-mindedness, used a profane statement back to Rince Priebus and said, you know good and well that he's not a gang member, speaking of Garcia, when all the evidence is there. Two court adjudications showed that he was a MS-13 member. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, we as believers today need to understand what is taking place. We need to recognize that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Didn't say maybe will come, perhaps will come, but shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, the scripture says. That's the day in which we're living. That's what we're witnessing. And when you look at the term perilous times, word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, destructive. And that's where we are today. Ladies and gentlemen, it requires that we as Christians, conservatives and patriots, pray for President Trump. Listen to what 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and following says. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Ladies and gentlemen, as we pray for President Trump, asking God to give him protection, asking God to give him wisdom, asking God to hold his hands up, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, as we do that, God's going to answer that prayer and deliver us from the wicked, evil hands that's trying to undermine and destroy the foundations of America. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the attempt to destroy the foundations. If the circuit court judges are allowed to continue being a tool for the Marxist Socialist Democratic Party, our foundations are gone. I believe today we're witnessing, in fact, there's no question about every one of the judges that have ruled so far to delay and to stall and to undermine President Trump's authority. For the most part, they are blue cities, blue states, what you simply would call those that are the tools for the Democratic Party. They have become puppets for the Democratic Party. And I'm concerned by that. I'm concerned that we do not see the Chief Justice reining that in. I'm looking at the headline, Judge blocks Trump from ending the legal status. Ending legal status. Hear me. Let me read it again. Judge blocks Trump from ending legal status for 530,000 illegal aliens Biden flew into America. A federal judge has blocked the Trump's administration from revoking legal status and work permits for 530,000 illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. A U.S. judge on an Obama appointee ruled Monday that the Trump administration cannot terminate the legal status of these migrants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, without a case-by-case hearing. One writer said that it would take hundreds of years to do so. The Biden administration program allowed migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to be flown directly into the interior portions of America and granted work authorization. The program was intended to provide safe and orderly pathway to the United States. Department of Homeland Security to terminate all categorical parole programs. Ladies and gentlemen, because what Joe Biden did was unconstitutional, illegal, but yet was allowed to stand. Listen, here's my gripe with it. Did you see any of the Republicans finding judges, circuit court judges, to file suit and to block Biden with doing that? No. After it was not asked, may I, can I, should I, by Biden, he did it. And then after it was done, there was nothing done to refute it, nothing done to reverse it, nothing done to stop it, nothing done to challenge him or to threaten him with court fines or jail for doing so. Biden broke the law hundreds and hundreds of times. Even when the U.S. Supreme Court said to Joe Biden, you cannot relinquish, you cannot relieve, you cannot overlook the student debt and just forgive it. He did anyway. And yet we're concerned, the left is concerned that Trump is not following, not being obedient, not bowing to the circuit court judges with their hundreds and hundreds of suits against him and the injunctions to stop him. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Democratic Party, the Socialist Marxist Party, they are out to block anything, to deny, to delay anything that Trump attempts to do. Headline says, Alito calls Supreme Court block of Venezuelan gang deportations legally questionable. Now listen, this is the little fragment. This is the little shred of hope that we have in the court system. The High Court shunned normal procedure in blocking the removal. Justice Samuel Alito said in a dissent joined by Justice Clarence Roberts. Goes on to say, the dissenting opinion, which was joined by Clarence Thomas, was posted on the court's website April the 20th. Quote, in sum, literally in the middle of the night, the court issued unprecedented and legally questionable relief without giving the lower courts a chance to rule, without hearing from the opposing party within 8 hours of receiving the application, with dubious factual support for its order, and without providing any explanation for the order, according to Alito. Quote, I refuse to join the court's order because we had no good reason to think that under the circumstances, issuing an order at midnight was necessary or appropriate. Further, he says, both the executive and the judiciary have obligation to follow the law. The executive must proceed under the terms of the order in Trump versus JGG, and this court should follow established rules, Judge Alito said. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though the Supreme Court has gone rogue. It seems as though the Supreme Court, under the leadership of Chief Justice John Roberts, is in a position of simply allowing lawfare to continue. I'm looking at a headline that says, Democrats meet every single week to plot lawfare against Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, they're using the same approach they used prior to his election, during the course of his campaign, keeping him in a courtroom, filing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And by the way, these district attorneys and attorney generals in the states that brought these cases, they are now facing the music of some of the things that they've done. They're facing the facts that they have disobeyed the law on in the areas and the categories that they were claiming against Trump. This article goes on to say, every week we have a litigation working group where a large group of us, and I'm talking about 75 members of the House, some of the U.S. House of Representatives, we sit down with the AGs, the attorney generals of those states, to talk about the legal strategies to stop Trump. This is all ongoing every single week behind the scenes. It's nonstop. Nonstop introduction of bills, nonstop introduction of legislation, nonstop being on social media, as much as we can without being throttled, without the crazy analytics, and doing all of these things. The admission lays bare the hypocrisy of the party that lectures about democracy while secretly colluding to subvert the will of the voters and undermine President Donald J. Trump's authority. Ladies and gentlemen, to show you the hypocrisy in it all, here's an article about a judge in New Mexico that was actually housing a illegal invader gang member. Headline, judge quits after suspected Trendy Arago gang member found living in his home. A Democrat judge in New Mexico has resigned, fleeing his office after a suspect, allegedly a member of the violent gang from Venezuela, was found living in his own home. A report from Fox News explains that the magistrate judge resignation letter is dated March the 3rd, but a spokesman for the administrative office of the courts told the Fox News Digital it was not received by the Supreme Court until the 3rd Judicial Court until March 31st. The report explained how Homeland Security investigations in Las Cruces started looking into the judge's home, realizing that the Venezuelan that was there was an illegal alien and suspected member of a criminal gang. The allegations included that he was living with other gang members and in possession of firearms. Then two search warrants were executed at the home as identified of the judge and his wife. Ladies and gentlemen, they claim they didn't know that. It is very evident when you read the whole document, understand they knew exactly what they were doing. Ladies and gentlemen, then there's a move today and a complaint today that somehow, some way, President Trump is doing something wrong because he openly, publicly challenges the Supreme Court. Here's the article briefly. Trump goes after the Supreme Court. President Trump on Monday expressed frustration with the U.S. Supreme Court justice system, including the court, and his administration faces legal pushback over its plans to deport migrants accused of gang affiliation. He argued that the courts are making it impossible to carry out swift removal and insisted that providing full trials for each migrant would be unworkable. President Trump said his administration is doing an incredible job, but being stymied on every turn, including by justices he once praised. His comments came just 2 days after the Supreme Court intervened to temporarily halt deportation flights, etc., etc., etc. He says, I have such respect for the Supreme Court, but seemingly they don't want me to send violent criminals back to Venezuela or any other country, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a constitutional crisis. We're faced with what can and will undermine and destroy the American system. We're faced with the possibility of shredding our Constitution. What should we do? I believe we need to pray. The Scripture says that we're to pray for those that are over us, that we might have quiet and peaceful lives. I believe we need to pray and ask God to heal our land. I believe we need to pray and be salt and light that God's called us to be as Christians. Stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. And Let's Face the